This is David Hochberg, host of Raising the Bar Show, sponsored by Konasek and Dillon. I hope you enjoy a sample of the latest show.
So what would you like to tell our listeners about their freedoms?
Well, you know, I think when you think about the freedom of speech and all the freedoms that you're granted under the First Amendment, I think Amir in the very beginning noted that speech is just one of them, but I do think it's one of the most important. I think you have to compare the freedoms that we have here with our speech to freedoms that people have or don't have in other countries. I think you need to appreciate it. I think you need to respect it. I think the hardest thing about the freedom of speech is accepting all of it, the good and the bad, that part of having it means that you've got to sometimes suck it up and listen to someone advocate for something that you would spend the rest of your life advocating against. But that means you have to have tolerance, you have to have acceptance. And it's hard. It's really hard, but it's important.
The thing about the First Amendment is that people forget is it's brought about so many good changes, and I kind of started with that. And I start with this, I go back to the Civil Rights Movement. Without allowing those people to go and participate in those huge protests in Washington, D.C., and everywhere else, I mean, this country may not have changed in the positive way up to the point where now we have a black president. I mean, these things come about, these changes, because people hear what other people have to say. And initially, how many people disagreed with the Civil Rights Movement? Well, over half the country,
exactly.
Right? And now we're looking at a country that's progressive in the right direction. And that's all because of the First Amendment.
Amir Thomasby, Amanda Hamilton, thank you for spending your Friday afternoon in here talking about the freedom of speech.
Thanks for listening. You could find the entire show on WGN.FM.